I went to Northeast Central Durham to talk about the upcoming election to get a feel about what issues are important to the community and whom they were considering voting for. Ernie Mills says whoever becomes president will be the right choice.
Whoever it be, I will have to do because I know that God will be the elector, because he told us to obey and the authority that's a place above us right here, whether it's king or the president now. He still put him in that office. So we got to respect that, whichever one it be.
Nathan Robinson says he wants Hillary Clinton to be our next commander-in-chief.
Hillary Clinton. She has the experience. She appears to have the willingness. Based on a lot I've read and a lot I've heard from her, and the willingness to do something about the issues that are important to me, she's the best option. I don't know if she's the best person. She's the only chip now. It's Hillary and Donald. And you know what it comes down to. I'm just afraid Donald Trump has none of the experience, the willingness, the know-how to be president of the United States.
Lauren Santoro says Clinton is the better candidate for president.
I think that in general, Hillary Clinton's policies are going to be more supportive for lower income communities. Her tax policy doesn't raise taxes on those in the lower income brackets and might even have them pay less. So her tax policy is really good for low income families. She also wants to provide free college education to individuals in the lowest income bracket. So I see a Trump presidency being a situation where he's trying to manipulate the laws. You know, his disregard for the Constitution to really advantage the system for him, and doesn't really have any concern with how it will affect anyone else but him.
Roy Austin says Clinton will bring in more jobs.
A lot of issues. Number one is more jobs being available for the regular people. I would say right now, Hillary Clinton. And there's a reason I say that. I'm just not the kind of person who really can trust Donald Trump. So therefore, I select Hillary Clinton.
Sam Jenkins says he supports Donald Trump.
What's like the most important thing for you?
War and military. You know, that's the most important thing for me. I look at when you start talking about international terror, I think who would be the best to engage in communication and dialogue with other countries. And my feeling is, I believe it would be Donald Trump. So I'm more for Donald Trump than Hillary Clinton. When I look at a person, I look at who can go into a room, put their biased opinions aside, and get the job done for the betterment of the United States of America. I think we're just stuck, you know, the best of two evils, you know. So that's why it's a hard thing for people to pick, because, you know, the question is which one is really qualified to run the country. And if everybody in the country got honest, you said neither one of them. The whole country is a swing state, because nobody believes in either one of them. And so North Carolina, you know, I really believe when it's all said and done, Trump is going to get North Carolina.
At least for my family, like, we were very split, like Trump, Clinton, and it's causing a lot of tension. Have you felt any of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, because you talking about in your family, you're a white guy. I'm a black guy. And being black, all our lives, we supposed to go with the Democrats. Okay, this is just a black thing. But what has happened is you look at the situation and you become your own person. And being my own person, I said, well, look, I pull for Trump. And when I say that, they want to put me in a straitjacket, you know. There's something wrong with me. Like, I've lost my mind. But it's just my opinion. But, yeah, it has caused friction. So even in the barbershop, I will not mention Trump because it might affect my business.
In Durham, I'm Jimmy Wiley.